There was a time when I thought apologizing and fixing my mess would, I want to say literally, but it's not literally, kill my spirit, would kill everything that I know about myself, that it would destroy the hill that I stood on. I tell you what, I found myself standing alone with nobody that I loved at the top of it with me. Because I scrambled and I endured and I pushed myself up that hill so many times to say, I am right and you are wrong. And I will do everything in my power to make sure you know it. Again, apologizing felt like it was out to destroy me. And it did. Apologizing put me in my place. Apologizing humbled me. Apologizing made me vulnerable. Apologizing made me sick to my stomach to admit I was wrong. It crushed my soul to admit I wasn't right. I was wrong. And even if I knew and figured out that I was wrong, I would still come after your character because it hurt too much to say I'm sorry. I had to learn to know when I was wrong and say, you know what? I hadn't thought of it that way, and I apologize. I was wrong. Now, when I'm right, I don't argue with people. I just wait till they figure it out that they were wrong. 'Cause my mom always told me it's better one crazy than two, and I was crazy. What's very humbling is when you've hurt your children emotionally, when you don't have the tools to function and they forgive you and they love you anyway. I am now very blessed and very grateful and very lucky that I get the privilege that I don't deserve. I do not deserve it for as awful as I was. But for my grown children, some of my grown children, I have a really good relationship with my older son. He has always been my voice of reason. My other two took it very hard, and I don't blame them one bit. They have every right to be angry with me and upset with me. And through their good graces and them understanding that I truly want a strong, healthy, beautiful relationship with them that I didn't give them when they were younger. They're willing to do that now. And it's taken a long time for them to forgive me. And I had to give them that time and that space and to say what they wanted to say without repercussions because that's how they feel. And I'm not going to try to take that away from them. And by doing so, we're coming to peace with growing in a direction that benefits everyone. I've taken a decade to not being that overbearing and controlling and yelling and screaming and moody person that they grew up with. It takes time to heal wounds. And anytime I would disagree or make excuses, it tore that scab right off and we'd have to start all over again. There is a way to create the healthy relationship that you're both craving as mother and child and that you're needing to move forward. It's not easy. So I've been very, again, blessed and graced, and I'm grateful and I'm lucky to have children that say, yeah, Mom, I want a relationship with you. I'm lucky in the sense that I had to come down off that hill. I had to want to. And I left that hill. And I'm so glad that I did, because it's lonely when the things you stand for have no meaning when you're alone. So I had to come to terms with just how much I hurt the people that I love. And I will spend the rest of my days respecting boundaries, communicating effectively, and being there. And not just physically, but emotionally and mentally. It means the world to me when they come to me and say, hey, Mom, this is what's going on. You know, they're venting or they're sharing or whatever it is. And I sit there and I listen. And I hug them and I love them and I, you know, how can I help you? That's all they ever wanted growing up. And I didn't have the ability. I didn't know how to do that in my younger years. And now that I'm older and understanding that's what I really wanted as well, is to break that cycle of I'm here for you in any capacity that you need, because I'm ready. I now have the tools and the ability to give you what you've always needed from me. So yeah, it's a blessing. I'm so lucky to be able, and I'm humbled that as we're healing, that I get to be a part of it. Bitching and complaining never solved anything. You're not the hero in your story if you're always griping and complaining and pointing the finger, and if you would just, and if he would have, or if she would have. It doesn't work like that. I promise you, it doesn't work like that. It's up to you and only you. Everything else will fall into place when you start doing the right things. You'll see.